Hello and welcome back to the flagstick.com Go for the Stick podcast. I'm your host, Scott McLeod, the associate publisher from Flagstick Golf Magazine, joined once again by Jeff Botter, the publisher of Flagstick Golf Magazine, as we are on our annual road trip, in this case to Prince Edward Island, Canada. And it is our final day as we head home tomorrow morning. Day six was a fun day, rounded it up with Dunderave Golf Club, which is a sister course at the Brudenell River Resort. We had played Brudenell the other day, and then today we got a chance to get back to that resort from our home base here at the Rod Crowbush Cove Resort. And what did you think of Dunderave, Jeff? I mean, that was your first shot at it. I played it more than a few times. You've had people talk to you about it. You got a glimpse of it the other day from Brudenell. What were your thoughts on playing the golf course?
I really enjoyed Dunderave. I think from the standpoint of, you know, all 18 holes and every hole being unique and different than the last, definitely one of my favorites on this trip for sure. I think it's different from what we played yesterday at Crowbush Cove, obviously, because Crowbush Cove has the ocean holes, those beautiful vistas that you see from the tee. But what Dunderave had that I really, really liked was just the fact that every hole I stood up on the tee and I had, there was a wow factor to it for me. The holes shaped well. They looked good from the tee. I really felt like I probably drove the ball better today than I've driven any of the other rounds, even though I didn't overall play that well. But I drove the ball well, and I think part of that was just because everything just set up well for me off the tee. I just liked what I saw. I felt the greens were fair. They were faster than what we played most of the trip. You know, putts stayed online. You know, I felt that it was easier to get up and down, though I didn't do a very good job of it. You know, overall, I really enjoyed Dunderave a lot. I really do.
Now, it's a unique golf course in the fact it's a Herds and Fry design, and it uses the native sandstone bunkers, the red bunkering, and it's certainly distinctive. You can see it off the tee.
Very much so.
It really defines the lines of play. As you mentioned, from a design perspective, holes are fairly well laid out, kind of right in front of you, not a lot of blind shots or things. You sort of know, you know, what you're headed into. Were there any particular holes that stood out for you on the day, or did you just kind of overall really just like everything?
I think I overall really just liked everything. I mean, there were, there were little nuances to the golf course, the things like the 16th hole, which is a 290-yard par four. There's a lot of bunkering out there and little slivers of fairway. It's drivable, but you can also easily lay up and play a wedge in, or a short iron or a wedge into it, and it's a scoreable hole, but it's also a hole that if you get into some of those bunkers, can be pretty evil. I like the holes that, and the numbers exactly will elude me, maybe you know, Scott, but the holes that played along the lake, I think these are actually some of the signature holes of the golf course, like 7, 8, 9, I think play along the lake there. Really, again, gorgeous holes. Good views. You could turn around and look back and you can see the clubhouse like way in the distance and you realize how far away from the clubhouse you are. But all in all, I think for me, this was the one course, all the courses we played of the trip were really spectacular golf courses and they had their own little things that made them spectacular. This one for me, just I think all 18 holes just did something for me. I didn't feel like at any time I was playing the same hole I played before. The yardages were very different. The hole designs were different. Even if a hole was 205 yards and another par three was 205 yards, one of them played, you know, to a cluster of bunkers around it, and another one played severely downhill. So it offered so much more variety than some of the other courses. But there wasn't a course I hated on the trip. I can't, you know, there's always sometimes one golf course, but not this time. There wasn't a single golf course I didn't like. I really liked the fact that we got to finish off this trip playing Dunderave.
It's a design that a lot of people like. A lot of serious golfers really appreciate. I think the one thing that I've always taken from playing Dunderave is the fact that if you're a good player and you're playing this golf course, it can make you a better player. If you were playing that consistently, it does require a lot of different shots, as you mentioned, because the holes are quite different. Whether that's, you know, an effective driving off the tee, could be shaping the shots, length of the shots, approaches, short par fives, long par five. It does have a lot of variety. I think also as well, you know, you mentioned 16 being a drivable par four coming in, 17, which is a distinctive par three off a hill that's longer, but you know, it's still got a large green so you can reach it. And then they finish with 18, which is a short par five that, you know, you get an opportunity there to maybe make a birdie coming in. And I think in that sense, you know, it has that good finish that, you know, either it'll make you more happy with your round, you know, that you score well in the last few holes, or, you know, if you've got a match going on, it can kind of decide the match as well. So
absolutely,
I'm in agreement that way as far as the course. I think for anybody that appreciates golf course design and they come to the island, they would be sort of remiss if they didn't play Dunderave and get a chance to play that. So I'm really glad, you know, you're able to get out there and see it, and now you've got that in your quiver, I guess, as far as playing golf courses. Played six here in Prince Edward Island. As you mentioned, you didn't really dislike any of the golf courses, which is really nice. I mean, so if somebody thinks about that, you know, if you're coming here for a week of golf, you can certainly, you know, play a variety of golf courses, not going to get bored, and you're going to play some solid design. So
definitely,
that's pretty good that way. We did wrap up tonight with a little bit of a lobster dinner, a little bit of something, yeah, a little bit traditional. We had thought about maybe going out and playing a few more holes at Crowbush here, but Tiger Woods was, we knew, was maybe on his way to winning his 80th time on the PGA Tour, so we decided maybe we'd take a break on that and on the golf and watch Tiger instead. Overall impression as far as your trip and your first trip to Prince Edward Island?
I loved it. I loved everything about it. I loved the way we mixed the courses that we played together, and obviously people that are listening to the podcast, they're hearing us talk about the courses that we played, and they can go back and listen to the other podcasts on the website at flagstick.com. But they'll also have the opportunity come next spring to read about the trip in the pages of Flagstick magazine. And I think they'll see, you know, how the journey from the, you know, when we got off the plane and went to play our first round of golf to when we got to play our last round of golf, and the different courses that we played, the variety of courses that we played, the different locations on the island that we went to play the courses. I loved everything about it. There wasn't, like I said, there wasn't a course that I didn't like. Every course was unique in its own right and offered a different challenge, different views, different style. And that comes with different architects, obviously, and it comes with age of the courses and the upgrades and so on that they do to the courses over the years to either modernize them a little bit or to demodernize in some cases and take them back to what they were originally designed to look like. So definitely be a recommendation from myself and for anyone that gets a chance to come to Prince Edward Island and play some golf and stay in some of these great resorts and experience some of these nice restaurants and stuff that we had the opportunity to experience as well, that you got to do it.
I mean, we've got some great food here on Prince Edward Island. I mean, there's certainly a lot of emphasis on seafood. We had some pretty good beef here as well. But yeah, no shortage of that, and that is something they take a lot of pride in here. Very easy for transportation to kind of get around. It's not far. We know we're down here on the east end of the island, but really we're only about a half an hour out of Charlottetown right now, so that's pretty straightforward as far as getting around. Roads are real easy, not dealing with traffic like we would back in Ontario. No. People are super polite. In fact, you know, you drive up behind somebody and maybe you're going slightly faster, and in a lot of cases they'll pull aside and let you go by. Great scenery as well. And, you know, if you're not a golfer and you're driving around the island, you know, whether it's beaches, just the fields that you see, the farm fields, the houses, how they're taken care of, the vistas over the water, there's a lot of things to see here that, you know, don't necessarily involve just golf itself. And I think that's another great part of the aspects of coming down here and enjoying a trip is that, you know, you're going to see a lot of different things besides just the golf, but, you know, the natural terrain, the people, the food. Lots of good things that way. And you know what? They're used to welcoming tourists here. People of Golf PEI have been fantastic, obviously, dealing with them. Our friends at PEI's Finest Golf with the government courses here, Crowbush, Brudenell, and Dunderave, have been fantastic. They've been great hosts as well. And we've been watching them, you know, host a trip That's gone very well, and we've seen this group that we've been traveling with for the last couple days come up from the United States and certainly appreciate what they see here. So I think that's pretty much it. It's going to be a short podcast tonight. Like I said, we're back on a plane tomorrow morning. I think we've got a 6:30 a.m. flight.
That we do.
So we're barely going to get some sleep as we tape this late on Sunday night. We hope everybody appreciates these podcasts that we did on this trip. And look forward to further content. And who knows, we might have a few surprises about some trips and things to PEI coming up, other content as well, and some things that'll be of interest. Hopefully everybody will tune in for future podcasts and maybe some other travel podcasts that we're going to do in the future. So thanks, Jeff, for sitting in this week and jumping on the mic and giving me your thoughts. It's exciting for me as somebody, my family's from PEI, to see someone else experience it and to see the province again through someone else's eyes. So appreciate the input that you've had there. Thanks to everyone for listening. And remember, always go for the stick.